Peter Pan. This is Clint and Lonnie. We saw the show, the musical, at the Ashby Stadium at the Berkeley Playhouse. And we're here to talk about it for a few minutes and share some thoughts on the musical. This is based on, of course, the famous story of Peter Pan. And this is really targeted mostly at children. However, I would say I think adults would actually really enjoy it as well.
Yeah, it's definitely, if you look at the demographics of the audience, there were definitely children. But I thought there was enough interest in this play or musical that adults, you know, we thoroughly enjoyed it.
There's a couple of in-jokes, and I think it's thoroughly great entertainment. I mean, the Berkeley Playhouse, the Ashby stage, that is narrow and it's tall. And
it's about two stories tall,
and it's about bench-style seating, and they do a tremendous amount with a small amount of space. I think they're very creative.
Oh, I was thinking that they really use the vertical space well, especially for this this musical, which I think a defining sort of wow factor are people sort of flying around doing aerobatics, basically.
Right, the wire work, rope work, what you want to call it, was quite amazing for a small space. They had Peter Pan flying multiple times and other characters.
And the stage set, just want to talk a little about that because that was really creatively done, and they didn't have much room because they're narrow, as you mentioned, to move sets around. So what they did was, for different parts of it, they would either hide some parts and put some props out, or they would drop the drapes and reveal sort of the Never Never Land.
And that was particularly important when they had a multi-level storyline where Captain Hook was ground level, above the ground, and Peter Pan and his posse, I guess you would say,
all the little boys,
Les Mis, you know, all the ragtag kind of characters were underground, and they did a good job of showing the him listening through the mushroom. Remember?
Yes. I think another unique thing besides the aerobatics was also the number of actors and actresses.
Did you say aerobatics?
Yeah.
Okay.
Aerobatics.
Aerobatics.
Yes.
Okay.
Aerobatics. Is there something wrong with the word?
Aerobatics.
Aerobatics? Okay, well, I think people get what it is. Thanks, Clint. Is the number of actors and actresses in this play. I counted about 10 children and another, I think, 10 adults. I'll have the correct count in my review.
I think there was
review.
Even more children. There was at one point they had 20-plus children on stage during a musical number in the second act, the beginning. Remember the drums?
No, there's only actually 10 children.
Well, it depends how you define adult.
Well, the other, like Captain Cook, the Indians, all of them were adults.
Oh, okay. Okay, then I think you're right. Because there's just one point where there's about 20-plus characters singing and drumming. And, you know,
and there are people flying around and everything.
Well, I think in the hands of a lesser director, it could be perceived as bedlam and disorganization and kind of irritating and grating. But this was very well done. It had moments where I felt it was like watching Cirque du Soleil with children a little bit, with the drumming and the multiple stages and the wire work. Very well done.
I thought that definitely 1 + 1 = 3 in this, in the sense that you had great elements, solid elements across the board. A lot of the main character, in this case, it was a stand-in this time around. Megan Barrow, who normally plays Wendy Darling, actually had to stand in for Peter Pan. I thought she had strong vocals. So you had a lot of solid talent. You had great stage sets, fantastic music, choreography. But when you put it all together, everything worked really well. So everything just sort of worked like a symphony.
Talking about Megan Barrow for a second, who played the lead, I think, which held the whole thing together, which was the Peter Pan character. Yeah. She did a phenomenal job. You know what she reminded me of? If anyone's ever played the Zelda video game, in Zelda, which is this little character in the video game, it's a famous Japanese character in multiple video games, must have drawn from Peter Pan. Because she has all these little moves, the sword and the gotcha and the flying. Reminded me of Zelda. I know you don't find that too exciting. Well, and maybe it's a guy's perspective.
No, I could definitely see the Zelda connection here. I thought that she did a fantastic job, and we didn't know until the end of the play that actually...
She was a stand-in.
Yeah, right? She was a stand-in.
Normally they give you the little insert, but we didn't get it.
Brandy Collazo, who normally plays Peter Pan, but
she was
what happened was, she was ill, so Megan Barrow stood in for as Peter Pan, and then Alana Sorry, not Alana. Is it Alana Block?
Yeah,
Alana Block, who normally plays Tootsie, stood in for Wendy Darling. So here you had a double shift in characters.
Right.
And I thought it just speaks to the teamwork of this play. I mean, to have that ability for all of these people to move around and for us to not to notice.
I would still, you know, I'm so curious to know what the original, the cast is like, because it must have been just as great. I mean, it just shows how strong the cast is and how strong the show is.
Yeah. I was also, I'm impressed with sort of the challenges that come with performing for children. Children tend to be impatient. They tend to be very honest and sometimes vocal
just
with
like
their...
Just like me. It's kind of a bit like me, you know.
Yeah. So you notice that during stage set changes, because they didn't have moving elements or whatever, they really had to have certain people dance and do other things as
always to
the
keep
stage,
their attention, right?
Yes,
and
as the stage set was being changed. The other part was audience engagement, so you had people flying and literally flying on
very
almost
close very over the
over
yeah,
the first
like
row. And then there was also a part where Tinker was dying, and the only way that Tinker could survive
was if
the children believed in fairies. And at that point, Peter Pan.
Did you clap at that point? Because only if the crowd clapped would
course,
Tinkerbell come back to life.
Of course, I was one
life.
Of those children. Megan Farrell looks at the audience and says, only if you believe in it. Everybody's got to believe in all the children, of course, got involved.
I forgot about that.
That
was good.
It was fantastic.
And the whole way they did Tinkerbell was clever. I won't give away how they did it, but it was clever.
Yes.
And now this is mostly a show for families with children, I think. But if you're an adult, I think you're still going to really enjoy this and maybe be very surprised at the quality
yes.
of this show.
I didn't know what to expect, and I was thoroughly enjoying myself. I think if you are an adult and you have a little bit of a kid in you, this would be a fantastic musical to watch. And it's one of those things you go in and you just remember being a child and all the fun
aspects
childhood
of dreams.
It.
It's about whimsical, and it captured it very well. So it capped off a great weekend for us, because we finished a lot of wine country work, you and I personally.
Yes.
We were doing tastings. We're at the Wine Bloggers Conference, and we were driving back to San Jose. It was a great way at the Berkeley Playhouse.
Yeah, and at the end, what I loved is the way the stage is set is actually the lowest part of it is the actual stage, and mm-hmm. then all the seats go vertical up, and they're benches, so which is nice because you kind of get cozy.
And I like it.
With
it's
your
a
audience.
Steep. It's a steep rakish, or what would you call it, like a steep rake, I
yes.
guess, and therefore viewing angles
yeah.
are great.
Well, it was set up for children and
right.
adults together.
No matter how tall you
exactly.
are. Right.
And I was finally not the shortest person in the audience. Yes, me. What I liked at the end was they said, they finished it and they said, hey, if anybody wants to come up and talk to the actors, you can. It was great because the children got to run up and, this really...
They stayed away from Captain Hook. They mostly ran to Peter Pan.
By the way, we didn't mention, Captain Hook was fantastic.
He was just
I loved
superb.
Captain Hook. The children
it's
related
kind of
to
bit
him
of a
well.
Johnny Depp, the swagger, yeah. the smirkiness.
Yes. And he did a great way of being a villain without being too scary, and the children
right.
sort of still gravitate towards him. But, everybody got on stage and talked to them, and I just think it's heartwarming in this sort of world of sort of MTV and TV and everything else that we
MTV.
Are.
MTV.
Well, I'm
still watching MTV.
Oh, that was a while ago. Oh boy, I'm dating myself.
E-channel,
okay, E-channel or whatever. But that children,
Twitter,
children are being introduced to theater at such a young age.
It is good.
And I noticed they also have a strong theater program there as well. And they also had a brochure on aerobatics or aerobatics. I don't know. Someone, write and tell me what it's called, or I'll look it up. And we might try that one day. We might go. I mean,
well,
after watching everyone flying around,
the bottom
I think I
line
want to
is,
do it too.
And I think we should do that. The bottom line is no child threw up at this show.
Yes.
That's probably the best testament to the quality of this production.
Yes. Speaking of attention span, I think we're going on much longer than we
I know.
Wanted to.
We said we're going to talk for 2 minutes. We're now coming up on 9 minutes.
Great. Recommended. Highly recommended. Especially if you have children, go and see this play. All right, musical.
Thanks. I'm Clint. This is Lonnie. Talk to you later. Thanks for joining us.